Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. Buying a longer stay bundle would give you the best value for money, so try to buy a bundle to suit your maximum length of stay. If you pay for a TV service with your debit or credit card and happen to leave the hospital earlier than expected, then just contact our customer care team from your bedside phone. They may be able to downgrade your bundle to a shorter duration and give you a partial refund. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial *800.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245 grams of magnesium,
3 grams of zinc. Hang on, slow down.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Splendid. Time now for, of course, the legend that is Dennis Gore to share more awesome nutritional supplement news with us in association with Pharma Nord. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning. Mighty fine.
Brilliant. So,
well, in that rather funny introduction that you always play, which is very entertaining, having a conversation with the programme, and he says it's almost like having a conversation. Amongst all that, They mentioned about having a stroke, and in one of the cuttings in one of the newspapers, the headline was, 1 in 8 people are unaware that they have high blood pressure. And it goes on to say, 1 in 8 adults are living with undiagnosed high blood pressure, which puts them at risk of a heart attack or stroke. Around 5.5 million men and women are unaware of the fact that they have the condition known as the silent killer, according to Public Health England, which is an official body of English educational people, Public Health England. It goes on to say, high blood pressure, or its medical name, hypertension, often has no symptoms, meaning patients rarely know they have it until they start to suffer other health problems as a result. High blood pressure can raise the risk as well of vascular dementia, as well as heart disease. All over 40s are eligible for blood pressure tests as part of their free National Health Service health check run by GPs. But only 46% have taken up the offer, known as the Midlife MOT, since it rolled out in 2013, which is 4 years ago. And the last paragraph, Professor Kevin Fenton, Director of Health and Wellbeing at Public Health England, said, it is a serious problem when a disease that is largely preventable, like high blood pressure, is one of the leading causes of premature death and ill health. So it says, maintaining a healthy weight, being active, and reducing salt, and reducing the amount of saturated fat and alcohol intake can all help improve or prevent high blood pressure. When I'm reading articles in the popular press newspapers each day, and then I cut out these articles thinking how I will make use of the information to help people's health, both on radio programs that I have the honor of doing, like this one today, and in my pharmacy here in Manchester, giving advice, where I see up to 20 people every day asking advice on all sorts of health problems, from A for asthma right through to V for verrucous. And at the back of the mind, amongst the many products in my pharmacy, where we specialize, besides doing prescriptions, in helping to maintain health using complementary medicine. And it always brings me back to this range, which we've heard this name already this morning, Pharmanord. Pharmanord is the name of a Danish company, obviously a Danish company from Denmark. And in Denmark, it's the only country in Europe where by Danish law, they have to make health products to pharmaceutical standards. So I came across this company over 25 years ago, and I started selling their products made to pharmaceutical standards. They have about 48 products. Bioquinone Q10 Gold, Seleno Precise, Biopycnogenol, Biovitamin D, BioMSM with silica, and so it goes on. Products made from different substances to help different health problems. In that little article, which I just read, it talked about symptoms of vascular dementia, heart disease, high blood pressure, all, if controlled, can lead to a reduction in premature illness and death. And another cutting, this one was in the Daily Mail, Tuesday, January the 24th. this was the headline, can just one cheeseburger cause damage to your liver? Eating just one fatty meal temporarily causes worrying changes in the body's metabolism. A recent study suggests consuming the amount of saturated fat found in a large cheeseburger with chips or an 8-slice pepperoni pizza can lead to signs associated with fatty liver disease and diabetes, scientists have recently found. They said, while a healthy person's body can probably recover after a fatty meal every now and again, the experts warned that regular large helpings of junk food were likely to cause lasting damage. Scientists at the German Diabetes Center in Dusseldorf gave 14 male volunteers a glass of vanilla-flavored palm oil containing the same amount of saturated fat as a large, unhealthy meal, or they gave water. Tests showed consuming the palm oil led to an immediate increase in fat accumulation and reduced sensitivity to insulin, the hormone which regulates blood sugar. The team led by Professor Michael Roden wrote in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, he wrote, we presume that lean, healthy individuals are able to compensate adequately for excessive intake of saturated fatty acids. However, sustained and repeated exposure to such nutrients will ultimately lead to chronic insulin resistance and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Dr. Emily Burns of Diabetic UK said more research was needed, but she did add, we know that eating too much saturated fat might be linked to insulin resistance. And this study gives us an insight into what's actually happening inside the body. So these articles and other ones I've got in front of me, do we have too much sugar in the diet? Sugar rots the teeth, contributes to obesity, type 2 diabetes. And the final one, before I link these to the Pharmanord range, was a massive heading on Thursday's Daily Mail, page 45 in the female magazine section, the secret epidemic of eating disorders blighting middle age, where it was saying, for example, a 42-year-old teacher, the author spoke to, appeared to be supremely sensible about food, but her insistence on her family eating only healthy home-cooked meals, along with a sugar ban for her children, was a veneer behind which she hid her own troubling eating habits. While her home was junk-free, she would secretly gorge on sugary, fatty snacks in her car after work. Like a true addict, she'd pay cash so the purchases wouldn't show up on bank statements. The deception fills her with shame and self-loathing. Another woman in her late 50s said she regularly offered to nip to McDonald's to buy her grandchild a Happy Meal as a treat. But this was just a ruse so she could binge on fast food on the way home, where she would share a another meal, a healthy meal, with her family. She was eating twice, but only being seen to eat once. She would then balance it out by starving herself the next day. Another woman in her 40s said she loved to cook, mainly so she could snaffle food secretly. She scoffed cheese, biscuits, pieces of cooked meat, whatever she could discreetly slip into her mouth. Later at the dinner table, she would declare she wasn't hungry and just pick at the food. Those around her would say, "Oh, you eat like a bird." And she'd take that as praise, bolstering her self-esteem. "I know I'm no better. Countless times I've loudly declared I'm dieting, that I won't be fat for much longer because I'm being good, only to sneakily scoff 6 slices of buttered toast in between meals." It's interesting how me reading these articles, this one was by Amanda Prowse in the female section magazine part of the Daily Mail. It's interesting how when I read these articles, it links me how some of the Pharmanord range of health food products could help them in this situation. One of them, which I'll mention now, linking to all these products, is Pharmanord's new product, which came out 14 months ago, roughly October, 14 months ago, where the product is called Bio Gluco Control, controlling your glucose. This product has amazing beneficial effects on a person's sugar intake and reducing the damage that the sugar can do. We've been calling sugar the new nicotine. We're stopping people smoking, and the new nicotine that we have to greatly reduce the amount we're eating is the sugar. In 1750, people were eating in a year about 20 pounds of sugar a day. In America, by 1990, it had gone to about 48 pounds of sugar people were getting through various sources of food and non-food, such as sweets and cakes and chocolates and biscuits and jam and marmalade. And so over the years, it's now up to about 100 pounds of sugar a year. And the human body was just not designed to have so much sugar, because sugar damages. And we know in diabetic research that sugar can damage many parts of the body. Unfortunately, in the disease diabetes, it can lead to the highest levels of blindness. It can cause in diabetes 1 person in 4 of diabetics to have heart problems. This is where the sugar is combining with different parts of the body to cause damage. So in the blood supply to the eyes, if it's damaged by the sugar, people get diabetic retinopathy. The retina is the screen of the eye with its blood supply. Opathy is to do with ill health. So diabetic retinopathy is damage brought about the sugar, damaging the retina, the screen of the eye. And if that's faulty, people can't see very well. And as I say, you have the highest level of blindness of a disease is in the disease diabetes. And the heart disease, from the sugar damaging the heart, 1 in 4 diabetics are prone to getting diabetic heart disease, diabetic cardiomyopathy. The kidneys are filters. We have a filter on the left side of our body and another kidney on the right side. And if the sugar damages this organ, which is called an end organ, because if you lose an arm or a leg or an eye, then you can carry on living. But if your kidneys are damaged by sugar, then that can lead to an earlier death, because kidneys, you have to function with your kidneys. They have to filter your blood. You can have a Rolls Royce with the wing mirror broken off. You can still drive it. Or if the aerial snaps off, or you lose a bumper, you could still drive it. But with some, if some part goes, like the filter in the Rolls Royce engine, which is comparatively cheap compared to a £200,000 Rolls Royce. In the end, you can't drive the car because the filter, like the filters, your kidneys are end organs. And therefore, the sugar damage in the kidney is no good for the kidney. And finally, there are more amputations, unfortunately, in diabetic patients from the sugar damaging the nerves to the legs and the feet and the toes of diabetics. And consequently, there are 137 people a week in Great Britain alone. What about Germany and Spain and Italy and Holland and France and all the other countries where eating the Western diet and having too much sugar and cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and biscuits and jam and marmalade and sugary drinks, all the sugar in Great Britain alone is leading to 137 amputations a week, multiplied by 52, is about 7,000 people necessitating an amputation because in their diabetic illness, the sugar levels are causing damage. So this product, the BioGlucoControl, which even type 2 diabetics can take, we're not selling it to type 1 diabetics because that's like a slightly different version of diabetes, where the immune system fault has damaged the person's pancreas and it's unable to make any insulin. And they have to be on insulin to save their lives every day having injections. But type 2 diabetes is often caused by the diet we're eating and too much sugar and becoming then overweight from storing the sugar as fat and even giving us a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So in type 2 diabetes, which is affecting one person in 20, and we're told that in 8 years' time, 2025, one person in 12 will be diabetic, which is over 5 million people in Great Britain. We're told the health service will be creaking under the strain of helping to treat all these poor people who've developed diabetes type 2. But when you take this product from PharmaNord called BioGlucoControl, it has two ingredients. One is made, the tablet is purple, BioGlucoControl. It's a purple tablet, you take two a day. And the purple tablet is made from a purple berry called the Makai berry, not the Akai. This is Makai. It comes from the mountains of Chile, 7,000 miles away. And the people living up the mountains have been eating it for maintaining good health for centuries. And what it does, it blocks the enzyme glucosidase from allowing you to break down carbohydrates. That's your bread and your potatoes, your pizza, your pasta, your rice, and the carbs in swedes and turnips and parsnips. All these carbs break down to sugar. So if you block the enzyme which turns carb into sugar, you've eaten the foods, but you won't turn it into sugar. You'll go to the toilet later, pass out the waste products as usual, but in between, you haven't turned the carb into sugar. The second and final ingredient, there's only two ingredients, is the mineral chromium. which car bumpers used to be made of. And you need 100 millionths of a gram a day. And what that does, it allows you to allow the right amount of sugar to enter your cell. In every cell in your body, you have 60 trillion cells. There is a receptor waiting for the door to open, so the sugar brought by the insulin can put the right amount of sugar in, and then you'll make use of it to give you energy, and then you'll get the message to the brain from the hormone called leptin that I feel full. But without the chromium, this receptor on your cell wall is like a door waiting to open. Without the chromium, you won't open the door. So the insulin gets fed up waiting to put the sugar into your cell, the right amount of sugar to give you energy. So it thinks, I'm fed up, I can't get the sugar in to give you the energy, I'm going to store it as fat on your bottom, your double chin, your belly, and I'll give you a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Even though you're not drinking alcohol, it's called a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And fatty liver disease, whether from alcohol drinking or just storing sugar as fat, is a very serious problem, because the liver is a very important organ. It's the biggest organ in your body. It has more jobs to do than any other organ. It breaks down medicines, it breaks down alcohol, it stores iron, it's the organ of detoxification. And so we have to protect our liver. And so this chromium, when you get the hundred millionths of a gram in this tablet called BioGlucoControl, made by PharmaNord to pharmaceutical standards, it has amazing results. I myself am ashamed to say I was pre-diabetic. I'm 76 next week. I had a blood test and I'd been found to be pre-diabetic. I took this tablet. I was 12 stone 9, and amazingly, by taking it, my weight gradually dropped, and when I went for another blood test, I was no longer pre-diabetic. A lady of 16 stone who is diabetic, and she's on metformin, she took it. She came back after 1 month and said, that's an amazing tablet. When I prick my finger in the morning before eating anything, the numbers, which should be between 4 and 7, had gone to 11, which means there was so much sugar it was damaging her body, as I've just described. Within 1 month of taking the 2 tablets of BioGlucoControl, her number had dropped to 7.7. A normal range is considered roughly 4 to 7. And she'd gone from number 11 to 7.7 in 1 month, just by adding, in addition to her metformin anti-diabetic tablet, she'd gone from 11 to 7.7, which is an amazing result. Another lady phoned me, a multiple sclerosis patient, who also weighs 16 stone, and over 3 months, this lady had dropped 2 stone, even though she's got MS, and she tends to sit, and when she goes shopping, she uses an electric trolley to drive in. And she found that she was able, it was curbing her appetite and allowing her to burn sugar up for energy, and then the leptin was kicking in, the hormone which tells your brain, I feel full. So these are just 2 examples of my experience in selling this product. In the 14 months, my pharmacy has sold 900 boxes because people are staying on this tablet. It's giving them a wonderful chance to cope with this relentless, overbearing amount of sugar that people are getting from this ridiculous Western diet. And because of the lack of chromium, the receptor in our cell walls to allow the right amount of sugar to enter is the receptor door isn't opening, and the insulin is storing the sugar as fat, including a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. But this brilliant tablet, and there's a dose now for children over the age of 5.
Dennis, at that point, I think we have to say the whistle needs to be blown, Dennis.
Children. And this tablet, this purple tablet, children over 5, it says on the label.
Dennis, let us just hold it there for the moment. Good grief.
Hello?
That's all right. Sorry, Dennis. I was just going to say the whistle had to be blown there. You know, for a moment, we were moving and I was looking at the clock. I think we're over 30 minutes now. Outrageous. Has it been a good telephonic mini lecture for your good self this morning?
Anything which helps the British public of 65 million people to avoid the addition of more and more people becoming diabetic is definitely helpful. And this Pharmanord range is a very good, made to pharmaceutical standards. It's a very good range.
I think you've said it all in so many ways, but will you return in the very near future?
Try and stop me.
Mm.
Thank you.